Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting second, the center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third, the DH, George Brett. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Floyd Bannister. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second, the first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting third, the center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth, the DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pecota hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McFarland can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allenson bunts towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Castillo moves to second. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pecota is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pecota bunts towards the mound. Bales juggles the ball. That's an error on Bales. White moves to third. Eisenreich moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. White scores. Eisenreich moves to third. Pecota moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Eisenreich steals second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eisenreich scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell scores. Franco moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Pecota reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seitzer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Carter, who is chasing the ball. Seitzer reaches third base with a triple. Mike McFarland, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarland hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacoby scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from McFarland and he is safe. Bell steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bales. Eisenreich moves to second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a line drive into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tabler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Mel Hall now playing left field. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Doug Jones now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jones. Tartabull moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Brad Wellman pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stilwell takes first base on ball four. Eisenreich moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.